So let's finish out talking about your patient, your 84-year-old man. It sounds like, I mean, he had a long history, but kind of sounds like a more recent history. You used that strategy you were talking about with venetoclax and rituximab. Can you kind of focus on the latter, more recent history with this patient?
Yeah, absolutely. So what's really interesting about this patient is he really had been, he was a classic example of someone who just didn't tolerate the new class of drugs. So he was diagnosed, did okay, was observed for a while, and then ultimately got treated. He got treated with, you know, a typical chemoimmunotherapy course, but then went on to receive ibrutinib, didn't tolerate it, had a terrible rash. Then got idelalisib, didn't tolerate it, got a terrible rash. And he came to me at that point, really intolerant of small molecule inhibitors, very frail, with a performance status at that point of 50 or 60, really immobile and anemic, thrombocytopenic. And so we talked about using venetoclax. I was very worried about him. He was very frail. I did the first couple of weeks of the ramp-up dose escalation in the hospital, but he had a very prompt response with a dramatic reduction in his lymphocytosis so that we were able to, by the time we got to 100 milligrams, do the ramp, the 100 and 200 and 400 milligram ramp-ups as an outpatient. I'm not going to say that he is up and dancing, but he certainly, his performance status has improved dramatically. It's about 70%. His platelet count has stabilized in the 80s, and his hemoglobin is now normal. His white count is completely normal. In fact, his circulating ALC, absolute CLL count, is minuscule, representing only about 0.023%. of his cells. Now, not enough to discontinue the venetoclax, but yeah, at this point, he's tolerating this really quite well, so I don't feel compelled to have to stop venetoclax in this patient.